Welcome to Ragonia. This is Profanity for Emphasis, and I'm your DM, Zach Schubert. Today I'm joined by Jake Richardson,
Lucius Faust,
Ian Wallace,
Logan Airwalker,
and Jillian Browning.
Chanel Diamond Vanderbilt.
Okay, so everyone has chosen their dragons. You guys all, for lack of a better word, mount your dragons and take off behind the large brass dragon into the sky and start heading back towards Aretheia. You guys reach Aretheia, and as you do, you see that as you approach the town, Henna and Moku are kind of like on the edge of town waiting on you guys to come back. I think they're probably fed up with the apelings at this point. And I know I can't speak for Moku. Moku's probably just waiting for Chanel and hoping she returns in one piece.
Chanel has forgotten all about him.
Right, totally.
Deadass, she forgot he was there.
And I think Henna just wants to spill blood. So she's like, and also you guys are friends and stuff, but mostly the first thing. So she's just waiting and looks stoked when she sees you guys flying in on dragons. And as you guys land the dragons, following the Fecronius, you guys land outside of Aretheia on the back like mountainside of town. And
it is Lucius's mace just like playing Iron Maiden as we fly in.
No, not his hammer isn't playing anything at the moment.
Or it's dun 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 dun.
Nope.
Logan, it's not a fucking toy. It doesn't just do things on my hand.
Logan singing at the top of his lungs as we fly in. Dun 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 dun.
That's gonna be
he's real stoked.
Brutal on the audio. Oh man. Okay, so you guys land, and as you guys land, Moku goes, "Oh, good, good, good. I'm glad you guys are back. This is great. I see you brought help. This is good. I'm really happy to see all of you. But you know, mostly." You know what? Never mind. I'm happy to see you.
I honestly forgot this guy was here.
Chanel like mumbles like,
"Hey, Moku."
Chanel mumbles like, "Oh, he is here, isn't he?"
What? Huh? What was that?
Nothing. Nothing. Hello. You're still here.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see you.
I wave to Moku.
He does a super like panic wave, like just.
Did you guys get it like an altar set up for like the fake wedding and all that?
What? But is that still on? I was under the impression we weren't doing that anymore, but I'm you know, I'm open to whatever, even if it's totally fake, you know. It just, you know, for show purposes sounds great.
I mean, we do have these cool dragons that we can fight other dragons with.
You see Henna goes, "That's what I'm talking about. Fuck this wedding stuff. Let's fly some dragons."
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to wearing a suit. I've seen that's a thing, and I just thought it'd be cool. But it's
you fine. Can wear a suit if you want to.
I perk up like really excited.
Yeah, are there any suits here? I imagine they don't have any like pants to go with them, but like a nice, beautiful like tailored jacket. So good on you.
I think it'd be really cool.
Perhaps at Moku goes. Yeah, I mean, I saw some aplings wearing suits while you guys were good. There were no pants, but, you know, the jacket, I'm not even sure if there was an undershirt, but definitely the jacket. Maybe we can get you one after the fight, you know, assuming that we live.
Yeah, that's cool.
I go over to Henna and, like, grab her hand and I run her over to my dragon and I go, "This is Layla."
Oh, hi, Layla. hi. I mean, just... Yeah, I thought that was kind of our thing, like hers and mine, but I guess, yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Oh, I mean, do you not want her to call you Layla? She doesn't have to. I didn't know exactly what to introduce you as, and I wanted you to meet my very, very good friend, Hannah. But, you know, like, Hannah, this is the dragon that I rode here on.
That's a dope dragon. To be honest, that dragon is just stunning. I mean, and cute. Look how cute the dragon is.
Right? So cute. So cute.
Super cute. Layla, I didn't mean to, like, step on your toes. But, you know, if you don't want me to call you by that name, that's fine. I'll just call you Dragon. And that's it. Or I'll just, you know, leave you alone. Either way. And Layla goes, I mean, you know, you could just, okay, whatever is cool, you know, like, I don't know how much time, you know, probably not chatting much, you know, seeing with the flying and things, but, yeah, we can probably, yeah, just whatever you want to do, honestly, is cool. And he was like, all right, sounds good. So do I get a dragon or, like, what's the deal here? Are there available dragons? Loken, are there available dragons? What's happening?
I point at the big dragon and I'm like, yeah, fuh. Fuh's not doesn't have anybody.
I think you see there's one baby dragon that doesn't have anyone either.
You see Henna completely ignores you, Lucius, and looks up at the big dragon and goes, ooh, excuse me, what'd you say this dragon's name was, Loken? What is the dragon's name?
The dragon's name is Fuh Cronius. Fuh Cronius.
Sir
Cronius.
Excuse me, Mr. Fuh Cronius. What are the chances that I could, you know, accompany you into battle? Because that seems fucking dope. And Fuh Cronius goes, you know, there is, you know, I've explained to all your friends, it will be harder to hold on. That's the thing. I'm big and I make for lots of, you know, bumps and stuff in the ride. But if, I don't know, if you feel up to it, you can certainly try. However, I will not take the blame if you fall to your death. And Henna goes, sweet. That's actually my kind of deal. Like, if I fall to my death, you know, it was going to happen sooner or later. So I'm totally into that. And Fuh Cronius goes, okay. And lowers his neck for Henna to climb on. And you guys can see that Henna has literally never been more excited for anything in her entire life. And she climbs on Fuh Cronius and straddles his neck and pats it and goes, like, leans down to him and goes, we're gonna fuck shit up. And just you don't hear Henna, but you see Fuh Cronius just nod. And as this happens, as you guys are waiting, you see about five more small golden dragons have come to join you guys. They just kind of land nearby, and Aiden goes, I'm gonna run just real quick and get some of those what are they called, the dragon knights, you know, I'm gonna go find some of those guys and see if they want to ride these dragons. And so he just runs away real quick and comes back with several pantless apelings, and they all mount dragons.
Are they wearing, like, really cool, like, Mad Max, like, spiked shoulders and crazy cool? I just, like, that's how I would picture dragon riders.
You see, they're
Mad Max shit.
They're all wearing, like, they're all wearing suit jackets and, like, various leather face accessories. It's not quite what you pictured, but it's not totally off base either.
And cool, like, so a little steampunky.
It's a little steampunky. And also I think when Aiden went back, he said, hey, you guys, how about put on those suit jackets? My buddy's he's gonna be so mad because he wants one really bad. And but yeah, it's kind of steampunky. They got, like, you know, leather, like, helms, basically, like, you know, covering, like crisscrossing across their face and stuff. So as like shortly after the Aiden comes back with the dragon riders and then hops back on the sleigh, you guys see from the other side of Aretheia, over the ocean, you see three large blue dragons, flying towards, the city. What do you want to do?
I would assume that it's like a little bit late for, Loken is saying this. I would assume it's a little bit late for, diplomacy, but like, is there any hope in having Moku try to talk to his brother, or are we just going like,
you see Henna like stops out. You and goes, look, you got about the count of three before I take the fuck off on this dragon.
Go for it.
One.
So are we all like close enough to Henna to hear her say that?
Oh yes, this is no secret. She's okay. She is stoked to take off on the dragon.
Okay, I'm like, wait a minute, y'all. Should we? Do you think that we should maybe try to hide the dragons and like then kind of come out if we need to? Like maybe we should try to see if we can just see what his intentions are first. Like he may just be trying to intimidate.
Yeah. Why don't we let Moku talk to him?
Surprise attack.
Because that was the plan from the beginning. We let Moku talk to him, and then go from there. And also, we wait on the Kieran because, you know, I feel like that's going to be helpful.
You guys, the dragons are getting closer. You guys roll me perception checks.
Uh, 17.
Not one.
19.
Lucius, you're just fully blind. You don't see. No. With a 19 and a 17 even, you guys see the dragons that are flying in. Their dragons are bigger than most of your dragons, but you only see the three, and each dragon has one rider, but none of them appear to be the king. And I would say with a 19, it looks like the person flying, like leading the V, you know, aerial formation V, of dragons appears to be Sir Galvan Drednik, which would lead you guys to believe it's probably a military strike.
Okay, so I go, Galley's on the first dragon. It's Galley. I know him.
I mean, I know him too, but I don't think he's here to play.
Just I mean, saying. I think we might be able to talk to Gal. Like, I might be able just to like wave him down.
That's how the guy that I had the altercation now? With at Chanel's house, right?
Yeah, you should probably hide. Just like let's crouch down a little bit. It's fine.
Yes, this is fully the guy you had a encounter with at Chanel's house.
I look at Lucius, and I point to my eyes, and I point to his hammer. And I point to my eyes again, and I point to his hammer, and I look up at the sky.
And at that time, right after Loken points back to the sky, you hear the hammer go, bring him out, 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 bring him out.
I go, is that a good song? Is that a bad song? What's that song?
I think it's a fun song, but also I think the hammer is like stuck. You know how records get scratchy sometimes? It didn't keep playing. I don't know what's up with it.
But as he says that, you see Lucius is like fully stretching. Like he's just like getting loose.
Doing some high knees.
Doing some high knees and rolling his shoulders and stuff. He looks like Tyson pre-fight, you know, just bouncing. So yeah, the dragons are approaching.
How close are they?
And I mean, they're close enough for you. They're still over the ocean, but they're close enough that you like think you can make out who is on them.
Should we maybe try to like intimidate them first and stop them? Like all the dragons go up into the air at once. In front of them, and and we just say, stop.
I don't think that they're going to be very intimidated, to be honest. Their dragons are quite a bit bigger than ours.
Okay, so.
But we also have like 10 dragons.
Are there townspeople around? Like, have they hidden?
They're like fully tucked away.
Okay, good. Are we rolling perception again?
11.
Yeah. This is for a different thing.
Seven. It's going to be a 18. 7.
18.
Great. Chanel knows what's going on.
As you guys are debating this, you see Henna kind of like looks around and her eyes get real big and she leans down on Phacronius's neck and says, you don't hear what she says. You just hear her go, shh, and then she lifts her head and goes, 3. And then she takes off on the dragon and starts flying towards the blue dragons that are coming across the ocean.
I spur my dragon after her.
I go, shit. And I also like try to, I go, okay, all right, Layla, it's go time. We got this.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Yep. Okay. I guess we're doing this.
I like to think that like I have at this point fasten some sort of like whip, not to whip the dragons, but just for aesthetic appeal. Like, and for the sleigh to get in motion.
Okay. So
with a rope.
So in a combination between Loken's airbending abilities and rope are gonna pilot the sleigh of dragons into the sky. You see the dragon riders all kind of like, you know, not spur, but basically like nudge their dragons to get going. And you guys take off behind Phacronius and Henna, and you guys meet the blue, you guys start heading towards the blue dragons, and you're going to like, you see Henna is like cutting them off before they can get to the peninsula of Aretheia. And with that, you guys can roll initiative, I think.
Shoot down. Hell yeah, that's a 22.
3.
18.
Okay, so what were your initiatives? I'm sorry, Loken up top.
22.
Loken. What was the next? 18?
8.
Is that right?
Yes.
And Chanel, what did you roll?
3.
3?
3. Yep. Uh-huh. I have 0 initiative, so like I just did straight up 3.
Chanel, Lucius.
You don't add anything to your initiative?
I have 0. Oh, no.
Yeah, initiative is dex.
And I got no dex. I'm not used to that.
So I missed earlier when you guys were talking. I was trying to get my stuff fixed. But do we get our attacks in addition to our dragon's attack?
I didn't go over that yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So let me make sure I've got everyone in here. Did Moku mount a dragon? I'll say yes, he did.
Were there enough dragons for that?
Yeah, there was one left. I made sure there was enough dragons for that.
Should have made him go out first.
Okay. So the way that the mechanics for this fight are going to work are going to be on your turn, you can either... your movement will essentially be your dragon's movement, okay? And if you want to take your personal movement atop your dragon, for you guys, except for Henna, I guess, like, but for you guys, whatever movement you would do on your own dragon is pretty much negligible. Like, it's not going to make a difference. But basically your flying movement will be your dragon's movement. And everyone is going to be, it's going to be kind of like a dog fight of dragons, if that makes sense, like a fighter plane dog fight scenario. So you guys will all kind of be in a similar this thing, like in round stuff. But yeah. And so on your turn, you can either use your dragon's attack stats or you can use your attack stats. Like you can either, like you can't attack with your dragon and with your character on the same turn, if that makes sense. You're either gonna like command your dragon.
All right, my Zoom froze, so I was gone and now I'm back.
I have two of you.
Weird.
I see two also.
Are there two like videos of me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're actually in a different time.
Oh,
you're waving at us.
Oh, now you're gone.
Now.
There was
it was just frozen.
You did time travel briefly.
Oh, yeah. I bet alternate universe Julian's really cool.
For sure. 100%.
Well, probably at least one of them.
But I'm back. I didn't stop my recording room.
Jake. Right. So yeah, that's the way the mechanics are going to work. You can either fight with your character. Like if you want to do something with your character, you won't be able to attack with your dragon, but you can pilot your dragon. I am going to say that all of the dragon riders from Ursa Rocker are going to attack on the same turn, or on the same initiative. And then the dragon riders from Aretheia are also going to attack on the same initiative. Not the same initiative, but as like the ones from Ursa Rocker, but together. That way there's not just like a bunch of craziness, essentially. There will be craziness, and this will be a long fight, I imagine. But feel free to roleplay during the fight, or it's going to be long and boring and trash to listen to. Even though it does have dragons, and dragons are cool. So that being said, Henna is going to get an opportunity attack to start out because she took the initiative and flew out there. And she is going to attack with her dragon. Also, sorry guys, I have to like pull a bunch of stuff up right now. Nope, I have it all pulled up. I just have to find it. There we go. Okay. So Henna flies out and is going to take a fire breath attack on them. And wait, sorry, wrong dragon. Is going to take a lightning breath attack on them. Did I even pull up the right dragon? I'm sorry, guys.
Jeez.
I know. Fuck me. Okay, we're going to go with this dragon.
While we're in the break of probably where you're going to edit, real quick, mine says breath weapons, in parentheses, recharge 5-6.
So how that works, Ian, is on after you use your breath weapon on your turn, regardless of if you attack with your dragon or not, you roll a d6, and on a 5 or a 6, it recharges.
Or higher. Or if it's lower, it won't recharge.
If it's lower, it won't recharge. But if you...
So at the end of my turn, if I use that, I need to roll to see if it recharges.
So you'll just... You get to use it immediately off the bat. And then after that, at the beginning of your next turn, you'll re-roll, right? So you'll roll to recharge at the beginning of your turn, and then you can, like... plan your turn accordingly, basically.
Cool.
Okay.
Got it.
Which yep. die do you roll?
D6.
Okay.
dang it.
Oh, the recharge is 5-6. If you get a 6, sorry. Oh, 5-6 on the D6. Sorry. I was thinking D20 if you get anything above. Got it. Okay. That makes more sense.
Sorry, I got to pull stats because I pulled the wrong stats earlier. No, I didn't. Okay. Sorry. There we go. Okay, so Henna is going to go and make an attack, breath attack on she's going to go straight for Gally in the middle, and she's going to have Pacronius do a breath attack, and it's going to be... Ooh, that's a lot. And she's going to attack the dragon in the front, and she does 60 damage to Galvin's dragon. And you see that she is elated. She goes, she like turns around on Pacronius and goes, "Hey, hey, did you guys see that? That was sick. Oh, I love this.
Fuck yeah." I have like a rock sign in the air.
And that is going to be Loken's turn.
All right. Loken is going to use his energy beam. And yeah, so I'm going to use an energy beam, which is going to be 16 to hit on. I'm going to shoot at the same dragon that Henna just shot
at. At the dragon or at the rider?
Oh,
so they are going to be treated as separate. Sorry, I didn't mention that. They're separate for terms of like HP.
Right. I'm going to shoot at the dragon that he's riding.
Okay.
Which dragon are they shooting at? Like which rider?
They shot at Galvin's dragon.
Okay.
Yep. So that's 16 to hit.
Yep.
That hits?
Well, no. I don't think so.
That doesn't
No, hit. It does not hit.
That does not hit. Okay. well then yeah, I guess that's all.
Oh,
so
well,
yeah.
Hey,
I
you can roll with advantage because Aiden is riding with you.
Oh,
so
shoot.
He just like he like takes over the reins of the dragons so that you can take your attack.
So I'm bobbing around and having a hard time. And I get a that's a 20
hits.
That's a 22 to hit. Awesome. Okay, so so Loken makes just like stupidly similar motion as Dragon Ball Z character would, and puts his hands together, and you see this just like light and energy start to build, and I am trying to refrain from saying that I say Kamehameha, but he doesn't, and I think he just yells, and I shoot my energy beam, which is going to be 4d12s. That's absolutely terrible. I do I only do 21 damage.
I mean, it's not bad. As you guys get closer, you see that Galvin's little cronies, Ren and Stimpy from the party, are the ones that are piloting the other dragons. That is going to be their turn. And all of their dragons are going to take breath attacks. One is going to take it on Pacronius. Actually, Ren and Stimpy's dragons are both going to take it on Pacronius. And it's going to take, you see that both of the dragons on the flanks kind of, you see them both charge up their breath weapons and attack Pacronius. And he's going to make a dex saving throw. Fails. But for one of them, he is going to use one of his legendary resistances and choose to save, but is going to fail the other one and takes just, you see one of the, after being hit, one, something, something. Okay. You see that shot hits Pacronius, and Henna kind of like loses her grip a little bit and like bears down, like leans in and bears down on his neck to hold on. And he certainly felt the lightning from the one that hit him. And then that is going to be, or, and then, sorry, Galvin is going to take an attack at some of the Apling Dragon Riders. Also take a breath attack, and they're going to roll dex save.
Let's see. I'll go ahead and roll all of them.
Sorry, y'all.
How many dragons do we have total?
You guys have 11 dragons, I believe, which I'm pretty sure is what you were promised.
Well, that's what I asked for.
So two of them pass, which means they're only going to take some. You see with the attack from the lightning breath attack from Galvin's dragon, you see a couple of the dragon riders just fully fall out of the sky. So you guys now have 9 dragons. Two of the Apling dragon riders basically like hold on as their dragons are piloted, like not piloted, but their dragons go down into the ocean. I'm going to stick with that. That is going to be Lucius's turn.
All right. Lucius is going to steer his dragon at G's dragon. And
at G's dragon.
Yes. And I'm going to whisper to my dragon to aim for the rider.
Okay.
But if you can help it, don't kill him. I want to do that.
Okay.
So he is going to use his breath weapon. That is going
to
be...
You don't have to roll a hit with the breath weapon.
I see that.
It's a dex save, right? What is it?
It is a DC 13 dex save.
So Galvin is going to make a dex save. You see as... is it fire?
Yes.
Right? You see your dragon makes... just this insane. You know what? I'm going to say he rolls the death save with, or the deck save with disadvantage because of the whiskey. Fails. Because of the whiskey, the fire is much more potent and covers more space. And you see that Galvin takes the full brunt of the damage.
That's going to be 15 fire damage.
There's no way that's right.
Oh no, I rolled the wrong die. I'm sorry. I don't know why I rolled the wrong die. But still only 18.
What does it say the automatic damage is? 22?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you still only get 18. But you see Galvin takes the full brunt of the fire breath and gets hit and his beard is singed. His long, glorious dwarven beard is singed. And he goes, "Hey, come on, man. That's not cool. I'm just trying to lay waste to this village." And then he like does a double take and he goes, "Oh, it's you.
Ah, so you remember me."
"Yeah, you're the inebriated guy from the party at Chanel's house. I can't forget you. You had some crazy stuff going on." Says all this on piloting his dragon.
Yeah, right.
He's just yelling at you, but it sounds very calm. That is going to be the Apling Dragon Rider's turn. They are going to attack. And they are also going to use breath weapons. After this first round, this fight is going to get a lot more interesting.
When no one has breath weapons.
Well, when some people don't have breath weapons, some people will. That's how it works. So they are going to take an attack on all three of the remaining dragon riders. Are upset with Galvin for killing their comrades, and they're all going to make breath attacks on his dragon, and he fails two of them, and the dragon is going to take You see Galvin's dragon is looking real hurt. Galvin is okay, but his dragon is looking rough. And that is going to be, sorry, I'm mathing. That would normally be Henna's turn, but I did hers at the top of the initiative this time because of sneak attack or whatever. Just because it worked out well for me. But next time around, that will be her turn. So I'm going to say that she flew in and just went head on with the attack and then pulled up. Her Amphicronius pulled up and like kind of like doubled back around. Like a loop-de-loop on a roller coaster. And she's like upside down in the air on the dragon, just having the time of her life. This is awesome! That is going to be Chanel's turn.
Okay, so I'm gonna, how close am I to Gally?
I mean, you guys are all pretty much together.
Okay.
Like, I'm not really taking into account like spaces in this, because with breath weapons and stuff.
But I can yell and he can like hear me.
Sure.
Okay, I just yell.
You can cast message anyway if you wanted to.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't know how close I was to him. But I'm just gonna yell, "What the fuck, Gally?"
Hey, this is what the king said. He said, "Hey, I kind of want to be king of Aretheia too, so take the dragons and go torch the place." And I said, "Well, I'm not doing anything today. Plus, I'm kind of bound to your service, so you know this is what I do."
I go, "I can't believe you listen to that asshole." And then I'm going to do a breath weapon, and I'll do fire breath onto his dragon.
I mean, he is my boss.
Who cares? Have some independence.
I mean, it's not, I'm just a soldier. I follow orders, you know. Free thinking soldiers make for bad armies. And the dragon makes a dex save. The dragon passes the death dex save.
Okay, but still half the damage, right?
Still half.
All right, it's 19 total, so half of that.
Okay. Galvin's dragon is looking hurt. And that is going to be Moku's turn. Moku is going to do the same thing. He sees that Galvin's dragon is looking hurt. And he is going to make a breath attack on Galvin's dragon. He goes, hey, Chanel, I'm going to go ahead and just do what you did. Is that cool?
Yeah, you know. Be you, but I'm yelling it so they can hear me.
If you say so. I just want to help, you know. This, I feel kind of bad. This is kind of my brother's fault, but also like I just, you know, you and me, I just want to help. So
yeah, now it's your time to be really brave. You should be the bravest you've ever been in your life.
He has his dragon make a fire breath attack on Galvin's dragon, who's going to make a save. Passes. He goes, he leans down to his dragon. He goes, "Hey, you missed mostly. I mean, you mostly missed. That's not cool." But the dragon, his dragon is in rough shape. And you see him look over to Ren and goes, "Hey man, my dragon is real hurt." You see his dragon turns around to him and goes, "Well, what do you mean? I feel good. I feel real good. Feel good. Don't worry about me. I'm fine." And he like whispers to Ren. He's like, "Hey, I might need you to scoop me here in a second." And that is going to be Loken's turn.
All right. Loken is Loken is just like full on standing up with holding on to the rope reins, and the wind is flying through his monkey hair, and he's gonna yell at his little dragons, "All right guys, let's see what you got. All right, You can do it. You're just like your older brothers. And then
he's gonna roll for your breath weapon.
Yeah, they're gonna. This is gonna be two dragons doing the breath weapon at the same time.
Right.
And they're both gonna be shooting at Galvin's dragon. Hey, take this, G.
What? Well, you didn't use your breath weapon last time, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so it's a dex save.
Yes, 12.
So I'm gonna go ahead and tell you that it's pretty much impossible for the dragon not to go down. So they swing through and make a breath attack on Galvin's dragon, and you see the dragon just gets face full of fire and starts plummeting towards the ocean. And you see Ren on his dragon like scoops and kind of like half barrel rolls the dragon and reaches his arm down to, and then like rights the dragon and helps pull Galvin up. And Galvin is now on the dragon with Ren. And Ren and Stimpy take their dragons and kind of go in opposite directions to the point where it's like Galvin and Ren are on one dragon and Stimpy is on the other. And you guys can't, like, if I'm going to say, like, if you attack one turn, you're not going to be able to make it to the other one next turn. Like, it's going to take some time.
Loken yells, "What are you going to do about that, Galvin?"
I feel like I'm making the best of this.
It's not very good.
It's not. No, I got to agree. I think Campo's going to be pretty angry that one of his dragons is in the ocean for the time being.
Yeah, fuck Campo.
Okay. I don't. Who are you?
I'm Loken Airwalker.
I regret asking.
That is going to be their turn, and both of their dragons are gonna roll to get their breath weapons back. One does, one does not. And you see, Ren pilots. Well, doesn't really move the dragon, but just kind of like lifts up to have his dragon make a breath attack. And let's see. So you see the blue dragon takes the breath attack, and Loken, you see that it's coming for you, and as it's coming for you, you see that Aiden lifts the, like, pulls on the reins and goes, "Oh no, it's I can't," and you see he like moves you out of the way and takes the full brunt of the lightning attack from the breath weapon. And as he does, you see him just he lets go of the reins and starts falling towards the ocean. He is unconscious and falling towards the ocean. He has been knocked off of the pillow. That is going to be and the other dragon is going to just hang tight because no one is really near them at the moment. And they only have melee attacks for right now. So that is going to be Lucius's turn.
I am going to steer my dragon so that we can take a course that is perpendicular to the dragon that Sir Galvin is on.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to act as if I'm riding a horse and we are playing polo. And I'm going to take my hammer and try to knock him off of the dragon.
Okay.
And that is going to be not good. It's going to be a 9 to hit.
Let's see.
Oh, also, I rolled a 5. My dragon does get its fire breath back.
It's going to be a 9 to hit. 9 does not hit, obviously. Yeah, that doesn't hit. So you come in and you see that you go to like hit him with the hammer and polo style. And it you see that you almost get him and the hammer just like glances off his armor. That is going to be the Dragon Rider's turns. The three Dragon Riders that are left are going to go after Stimpy and his and his dragon. And as they do, let's see. Oof. So they are all going to go in and make they're going to make attacks, bite attacks on, I'll say on the dragon or yeah, they're going to make bite attacks on the dragon. It's going to be all three bites hit for, so you see that all the dragons go in and like split off as they get to Stimpy's dragon. And just come in at the dragon from different directions and take bites on them and then like continue flying past them. And that is going to be
by the way, I'm getting some real heavy lightning and rain here. So I, just in case.
Yeah,
let you know I could blink out.
It's okay. Well, it's definitely gonna pick it up. If we lose you, we'll just stop. Okay, that is going to be Henna's turn. Henna and Ficronius. Ficronius is gonna roll for that breath weapon. And he gets it back. He is going to take a fire breath attack on Stimpy.
Hey, I have a question.
Sure.
So the fire breath is exhaled in a 15-foot palm. So if it hits the rider, shouldn't it hit the dragon as well and vice versa?
No. It's not how this works, Jake, because that's not how I'm doing it.
Okay. Fuck logic.
Yeah, fuck logic. It is exactly right. So
this is storytelling, Jake. Well, what are you thinking?
What was I thinking?
I picture the cone being concentrated. I know it's not the mechanics, but I picture the cone being concentrated in like the center. So it just seems crazy that you would take
No, that totally makes sense. For the purpose of this fight, it makes it more interesting if we're not just smacking both the rider and the dragon. Because if we got hit instead of our dragons, we'd be dead probably with one hit, right?
Hmm?
I mean,
Like if Loken were to get hit by a lightning strike that hit his dragon, he'd just be dead.
Give me just a second.
Kind of like Aiden.
Yeah, Loken did get one hit by a dragon one time. So you're right. Probably not true.
Probably better for us.
So Aiden is like, I just looked up the rules for falling. It says in the world of D&D 5e, you fall 500 feet per round.
How so high are we?
I would say not much more than that.
Can we just ignore that part and then I do some cool airbending shit to pick him out of the air?
Oh, also, wait a minute. I have a spell. I can give him water breathing.
If he hits the water, he's going to be auto dead.
I also have water walk. So you can move across a liquid surface such as water, acid, mud, snow. As if it's solid ground. If your creature is submerged in a liquid, the spell carries the target to the surface of the liquid at a rate of 60 feet per round. So, I mean, if we care about saving Aiden.
Here's what I'm going to say for now. For now, he got knocked off of the dragon on the blue dragon's turn, which are after Loken in initiative. So if it gets back to their turn, I'm going to say that he hits the water for sure.
So like I can't, but that means that I wouldn't have the time to be
no,
able
you
to...
will.
Okay.
Yeah, your turn is right before that turn. So that is going to be Henna's turn, right? And Fecronius is going to use his breath weapon on Stimpy. You see that he uses his fire breath, and Stimpy just fully catches on fire and also starts plummeting towards the ocean off the back of the dragon. Also fully unconscious and looking pretty crispy. That is going to be that is Chanel's turn.
Okay. Loken, is it important that you save him?
No, I just want him saved.
Do you?
Hey, can somebody help me out here?
Isn't he like dead?
Yeah, he's fully unconscious. It was just for flavor.
I was gonna say, well, you know, him being dead wouldn't really be all that bad because he's kind of making you guys think I'm a weird fucking creepy dude, and like that's not the case. But like, also, I feel like I should probably save the guy. So,
what, you think you're better than me?
I do love that about Aiden. I love the "don't you think you're better than me." Okay. So if I cast, if I cast him to save him, then I can't fight, right?
If you cast to save him, you could probably even like swoop down to save him, which no one considered at all.
Like, I absolutely considered it, and then decided that Polo was more fun.
Yeah, I 100% I saw that running through your brain at the beginning of your turn.
Okay, I'm gonna try to swoop down and get him.
So you want to use your movement to go pick him up?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll allow you're able to pull your dragon up underneath him and I guess make a strength check.
Ooh, I don't know.
To see if you can catch him.
At least break his body's fall a little bit.
Strength.
If you're going to
14.
Touch him.
You're able to catch him and secure him on the dragon.
Okay. Is he unconscious?
Oh yeah, he's fully unconscious. Okay. Yeah. He is in a bad way right now.
Okay.
Yeah, he is not. He took some serious lightning damage.
Okay.
You see his hair's all fried, like he's stuck his finger in a light socket. All his fur is on end.
Poor baby.
He looks like a plush monkey right now.
Okay, and then is that the end of my turn, or?
I mean, what do you want to do? Like, you're not going to be able to get close enough to make like a melee attack.
No, I don't need to do that. All right, I can roll to see if I get my breath weapon back, right?
Right.
That was a 4. I don't get it. Okay. But I then want to cast Firebolt.
What is the range?
It's 120 feet.
That's fine.
Yeah. Actually, maybe I don't want to cast. I got to remember how to use spells. I don't know how. Okay, how many people do we have that we're fighting currently?
So currently you have Galvin and Ren are on a fully healthy dragon, and I don't know which one I said started plummeting towards the ocean. I think Stimpy.
I think it was Stimpy.
Yeah, so there's an unoccupied dragon, and there is also Ren and Galvin are on the other dragon.
Okay, so there is 4 total? Like, there's like 2 people on dragons and then 1 unoccupied dragon.
Until next time, thanks for listening. You enjoyed what you heard and you want to hear more,
subscribe and rate and review on Apple Podcasts. It'll help other people find us as well. And until next time, this has been Profanity for Emphasis, a D&D podcast.
Fuck yeah. I think so too. I just kind of came out. Fuck yeah.
Gotta be true to brand, you know?
Fuck you.
If anybody's actually listening,
fuck you. No, that's probably not good for our audience.
Right, if anybody made it all the way to the end with us or something like that.
Yeah, if you didn't like it, then why the fuck are you still here?
Oh, should we stop recording? Oh my god.